even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Mark 10:45. You are listening to the Resilient Masculinity Podcast. Hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in today. Today is a fantastic day. Today, this is the final episode of our second season here at Resilient Masculinity. So far this season, we have talked about how as men, we are called to provide safety, stability, and service. We've talked about providing safety, being physically fit to be protectors. We've talked about owning firearms. We've talked about security systems. We've talked about bringing stability to our families by being the emotional thermostat, by setting the tone for our family, by being financially stable men who are capable of bringing money in and serving our families in that capacity. We've talked about serving our families, serving in our churches and out of our church as part of the church, and how our jobs and our businesses are acts of service. And today we talk about community service, how you go out to your community, go out to your local area, and you as a man, as a man of God, serve your community. Then, gentlemen, that will be the end of season two. It has been a wild, fantastic ride. Thank you for listening and being faithful so far in this podcast. I do appreciate it, truly. Let's get into it. What in the world do I mean by community service? Literally any service you do that is outside in your community, in your local area. That's it. Literally all of it. So that can mean mowing yards for your neighbor. That can mean shelving books at the library. That can mean volunteering on some kind of emergency management team. It can mean anything, really. Gentlemen, you're men. You're grown men. You know what community service is. It meets the needs of those around you. It's meeting the needs of your local community. And I do mean local. I mean your area. May not just be your block. Could be. Maybe there's like three elderly ladies who can't mow their yards. Maybe you get to do that for free for them because you love them and you want to show them God's love, so you mow their yard for free. Maybe, just maybe, they might pay you in brownies too. Who knows? But that's besides the point. Or casserole. And I'm not even a Baptist. Again, anyway. Could mean that. It could mean serving on some kind of emergency management team for your county. I know I have. That's something I used to do for my county up in Michigan, and I haven't gotten as much into the volunteering here, just because the county here is so much more spread out, and I don't have the financial ability to go as far out down here. Plus, my work as a law enforcement officer does confine me to be a little bit more aware of my jurisdiction if I need to get called in for something. I used to be part of four different teams. So our county had several different teams out there. I was part of the canteen crew, which for those who may not have rehab or a canteen, it's refreshments for first responders. So oftentimes it was refreshments for firemen. Working hot days or cold days, but hot fires, either way, firemen need a lot of protein and they need a lot of hydration. So pack up a car full of Gatorade, pack up a bunch of snacks, trail mix, beef jerky. We often would have businesses like McDonald's or Wendy's donate a lot of burgers. You know, we'd call and be like, hey, this is a donation. Would you guys be willing to donate 15 burgers? Absolutely. And they'd pump them out or, you know, hey, it's 6:30 in the morning and these guys who have been out there all night, they need coffee. Coffee shop need to pump out some coffee for some firefighters. And most businesses, honestly, if you tell them it's for public safety professionals, if you tell them it's for first responders, oftentimes they will gladly donate. One, they enjoy serving their community, and two, it's actually good publicity for them as well. Especially being known to be a good supporter of your first responders goes a long way for businesses. But my wife and I used to serve on that team together. I also used to serve as, and I still do here locally, as a Skywarn storm spotter. So I'm trained in how to be aware of the weather coming through, maybe a little bit more so than the average person, but I'm no meteorologist. But I'll call in what kind of weather there is through amateur radio that gets plugged into the National Weather Service out in Norman, Oklahoma, which then provides our county with the correct information. So if there's damaging winds, if there's damaging hail, they can also track the storm and provide on the ground real reports, not just radar indicated. Also used to be part of our Community Emergency Response Team, or CERT. Almost every county has one. I'd be willing to bet your county does too. In the event of a natural disaster or some big calamity, your county can call upon you to do light search and rescue, some minor medical, and really just be an extra set of helping hands to the first responders. And then I also used to do emergency communications. Again, I'm a ham radio operator, amateur radio. A group of us would be attached to like search and rescue teams. When they go out to search and rescue, I could augment their communications team. Big events like Coast Guard festivals or Tulip Time festivals or any big parades or events where you need communicators to relay information, I would do that. My wife was also on the medical team, so oftentimes we would get paired and we'd have like a 3-block route that we were responsible for, and we would go together. Anything happened in that 3 blocks for medical, she'd provide the medical aid, and of course I would too as need be, and then I'd be the communicator radioing in to our dispatch, and they would send the appropriate professionals, you know, medical professionals, usually via ambulance or bicycle, to render further medical aid. So those are things you can do if you're looking to get in the more first response side of things. If you're looking to do more maybe small town-ish stuff, shelving books at a library, I used to do that as a teenager. Great idea. Fun. Very low stress. Just cool little thing to do. Another thing you can do is set up a community garden. I used to do that through my church, but also just as a community. Setting up raised beds. Hey, we have food. It'll be available at this place, at this time, whenever the harvest is, whatever the harvest is, it's free for the picking. Or, hey, strawberries are in season. First come, first serve. But again, y'all, you can do anything for community service. But ultimately, why do we serve our communities? Why are we invested not just in our families, not just in our churches, not just in our businesses and our vocations, but why are we invested in our community? Because again, ultimately, we love God. And because God loved people, he served them. He died for them. So we do too. We serve them and we die for them, not just physically, but we die to ourselves. We die to our comforts. We die to our, sometimes our free time. Right? It takes time out of your day. But then you also get to build a community too. Several of the guys that I used to do radio communications with in Michigan, I am still on very, very regular talking basis too. So Some of them have gone on to do other things. Some of them are still doing that, and they're loving it. That's one of the reasons why the first responder community is so tight-knit, is we're willing to put ourselves out there for people and serve people in potentially dangerous situations, because we love people. And it's that camaraderie, it's that closeness that bonds us together. Yeah, fire and police, like, we bug each other all the time. All the time. We have a joint dispatch room, so both fire and police dispatch out of the same room. So there's two police dispatch and two fire dispatch sitting all in the same area. Horrible, horrible amounts of just absolute ribbing each other, right? But when a call drops and we both need to be out there, guess who works hand in hand? Guess who works well? You know, hey, fire needs help with a medical assistance, right? Maybe it's beyond our care and we need to call fire and EMS to our scene. Or, hey, it's domestic, we need medical, but police have to clear the scene first, right? We have to secure the scene. We have each other's backs. Ultimately, yeah, the ribbing's fun. It's fun to poke jokes at firemen. They like to poke fun at us police officers for our donuts, and we like to poke at them for playing video games pretty much all day until a call drops, while we have to write reports and all that. But at the end of the day, when things go down and we need each other and people need us, we all band together and we help and we serve, because that's what we're there for. Same with any kind of community service, whether you're running a local event for kids with special needs, and let's say you're doing some kind of a Special Olympics. Guess what? The team that you work with, you're gonna grow good bonds with them, assuming they're not, you know, big meanies, because you're there to serve people together. Yeah, you might make fun of each other, but at the end of the day, you are there to help each other, help others. So that's why community service is such a big thing, and it's an expression of our love as Christians to the world around us. That's ultimately why we do it, because Christ did it. Because he loved us first, because he loved them first, because he served them first. We're his imitators, we're his men. We are called to be his glory on earth. Right? Man is the glory of God, and women are the glory of men. So men, we are called to use our strength to be glorious for God. Use your strength to serve others. Use your abilities to serve others. Older men who have gray hair, guess what? Your wisdom is to serve others. Our wives are our crown of glory. They are our glory. They get to serve us, and they get to serve alongside us. And we get to, in turn, sacrificially love them as Christ loves the church. And it's beautiful when it works right. It's beautiful when we're all focused on loving God and loving each other. And it's a force that is unstoppable. But you have to do the work. You have to be the man to take that step. There's a lot of talk online about people, you know, they say things online, they don't do anything. Now, how many times I've heard, I would start a podcast, but. No, there's not a but there. They won't. Ultimately, people won't, because they don't want to put the work in. So you want to be a man, you want to serve others, you have to put the work in. You have to. That's the reality of the world we live in. Men, serve your community because you love them. Serve your community because they're your people. They are your geographical area for a reason. You serve them. You love them enough to give your time, your effort, your ability, and your money to serve them the best, because ultimately that's what God would do. So thank you very much. Thank you for listening, and I hope you guys will join me with season 3. With that, take action, become the man you are called to be.